Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, February 25th, 2022. 15 and a half minutes past the hour. It is a day of a palindrome, where the date is the same backwards or forwards, and the last Friday in the month of February. Next Friday, we will be into the month of March. Joined in studio by Angie Evers, and this hour of the program is brought to you by Gloria Pitzer's Better Cookery Cookbook, Famous Foods and Famous Places, The Best of the Recipe Detective.
That is a really neat book.
I tried to tell you.
I mean,
you didn't like this woman when I first brought her up to you.
Oh, no, I never did not like her. You think I don't pay attention, but I do.
Well, I'm not saying you don't pay attention, but go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to ask you this, and I keep forgetting about it. That guy, Steve Boom Boom Cannon, I believe was his name, that used to be on the radio station.
Right.
I heard him on the station where your old buddy Jeff works. He was announcing for, they play old-time radio serials.
Right.
I didn't know if you knew that or not.
I did know that. I did. I believe that's how, as much as I know, you know, he came in and did some shots for us, and then, beyond that, I'm not really sure how the introduction got made to the other station, but they wanted him to do that, and that seemed okay by us.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting. I mean, I like listening to the old radio serials. Half the time you can't really hear them that well, but I like listening to them.
Well, that's one of the problems with them. We thought about doing that here once, and we even did air some old Bob Hopes and, we did some other ones, especially at Christmas time, Jack Benny, I think. But it was very difficult. The sound quality on some of them is so bad that it's very difficult to hear them. And, I think people like hearing people talk now. It's a very difficult thing. They're good if you can find one that's good. But I don't know how that would work here. Yeah, but yeah, I knew he was over there. The sad thing is, people would ask me, they'd say, what happened to him? And I thought, that's not good that people don't know that he's over there.
Yeah, well, I didn't know he was over there, and I always wondered what happened to him until I was listening one day. They usually play those around 2 o'clock in the afternoon or so.
Well, I don't know exactly what he does, because I've never heard one, but, I think he just introduces it, doesn't he?
Yeah, he just introduces it, and then I think some of these serials have got to be from 40s and 50s. I heard Charlie Chan on there one day. That was kind of interesting. I like them Charlie Chan movies.
Well, I don't know that it really matters who does the introductions, I guess. I mean, maybe people would tune in to hear him do the introduction, but my guess is people are probably tuning in because they like old radio. It wouldn't matter who was doing the introduction.
Oh, no, it didn't matter to me if he was doing, I didn't even know he was doing them. Because I remembered that I remember that they're on there, and I turn it on there to hear them. But speaking of that other radio station, you should have Jeff on. I ain't heard from Jeff for a while. I mean, every once in a while, I catch those little 15-minute interview things he does.
Well, there's a reason we don't have Jeff on. I guess it's one of those behind-the-scenes radio stories. But I see Jeff quite a bit. Jeff and I are fine. I've known him most of the time I've been in radio in town. But he and I are fine. But
was it like one of those conflict of interest things?
Not on our behalf. You know, I wouldn't care. But I think some people do, and that's okay. You know, people are entitled to care, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you know, I like hearing Jeff. Like I said, every once in a while, when I remember they're on, I catch those little 15-minute interview things he does. But that's pretty much all he does on that radio station.
Yeah, I think it's kind of hard to do that sort of thing in the middle of music, but everybody's got to try what... You know, I think it's all hit and miss. If people listen, good. If they don't, that's okay, too.
Yeah. Well, it's on like 7 o'clock in the morning when they play it. Then they replay it again at 3.
So I hope people listen to it. I mean, you know, I'm all for people listening to local radio. I think that's very important.
Yeah, if I'm not listening to this station, most of the time I'm listening to that station.
I just wish more people would repeat current things. I think there's much more. I wish people would tape current things, because, you know, there's about 70 years of radio in this town that never got taped.
Oh, yeah, that's too bad, too.
Because people just thought, well, you know, who would ever want to hear this again?
Well, there's a lot of historians that would, you know, love to get their hands on stuff like that.
You're right.
All right, then.
Thanks for calling.
You and Eugene, have a good one.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. Now I'm going to choke to death. Went down the wrong pipe. I took a drink there, and it went down the wrong pipe. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open.
I choked today at lunchtime. I thought I was going to die of aspiration.
You know, Steve Cannon is an interesting person, and that's... about. I never had any kind of, you would just have to ask Terry and some other people around here about Steve Cannon. I was okay with him, but, you'd have to talk to some other people.
So, what recipe are you going to make out of that book?
The Orange Julius. I'm going to send somebody to the grocery store tomorrow to pick up the ingredients.
I wonder who that would be.
Don't know.
Tell me the ingredients again. Were you telling me on break?
Well, I have them here. Does anybody want... It's called an Orange Brutus. You know, because Brutus is like Julius Caesar. I like this book. I think this is fascinating.
She has some little cute little stories in there, too. I mean, it's a really interesting... And there's some recipes that I want out of there, and I said, I'm going to have to get me one of those books, too, because it would be good to, like, hand down to the kids.
Well, there's, like...
I mean, it's really interesting.
It's 400 pages.
There's some, like, if you go to buy them online, because, I mean, obviously, that's really the only place you can get them, unless you see them in an antique store or something, there's smaller books. There's smaller recipe books. But I found this one that had, I think, it probably has all of the recipes in them.
Well, I would like to have the Wendy's Chili and the Orange Julius.
Yeah, the Frosty's in there, too.
The Frosty's very simple.
But, you know, the Frosty in there, and there's a Frosty one that is going around online, and they are different.
Well, they've got the Hopeless Twinkle.
Yeah, they have, like, there's Oreo cookies in there. I mean, anything from just about any restaurant you can think of.
Famous Nameless Cookies. Famous Amos Cookies.
I mean, it's really interesting to see.
Glorios.
Yeah, Glorios. There is Little Caesar's Pizza. I can't remember what she calls it, but I mean, there's just about anything you can think of in that book.
Well, the chili, now everybody does their own chili, but I think Wendy's has the best chili. I've never had home-cooked chili that was as good as Wendy's. I don't know what Wendy's does, but their chili, it is probably the best fast food dish that I can think of.
Is it spicy?
No. No, it's just very good chili.
I've never had their chili.
I can't believe you've never had Wendy's chili.
No. But, you know, that hurts my feelings, though, because I make you chili sometimes.
I don't think you've ever made me chili.
Yes, I have.
When?
Multiple times.
Oh, it was the best.
And you know what? I even pick out the beans for you.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that it's the best. Now, what? No, what?
See?
No, I like your chili.
Sure. Now he's backpedaling.
No, I'm saying that if, as far as a fast food restaurant goes, there's nothing better than Wendy's chili.
Yeah, but you said you never had homemade chili, like, as good as
Wendy's. Well, I don't consider yours homemade because you don't make it in my home.
I make it in my home.
Well, right, so that's like neighbor-made chili.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
No, yours is the best because you pick out the beans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
does what do you think I'm? Yeah, What, now, what do you think I'm telling a lie here?
Does Wendy's pick out the beans for you?
I'm telling you, yours is my favorite.
That's one of those. Should I lie? Should I not lie?
I am not telling a lie. I'm just telling you.
Your face is getting red. I can see it.
Blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much food I've eaten in the last month or so? I usually try to watch what I eat, and for some reason I've been full bore the last month. It's going to be a problem.
I think you'll be fine.
Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Do you like the Wendy's chili? Now, come on, people.
Well, I've never had the Wendy's chili, so...
Well, we'll have it tomorrow. I'll give you the recipe here, and you can stop and pick that up when you're picking up the Orange Julius stuff.
Okay.
And we'll have Wendy's chili.
Are you going to pay me the money to pick this stuff up?
Well, we'll discuss that later on, but... well, it's not exactly high-dollar stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wish this book had an index.
It does.
Where?
In the back.
Oh, here we go. Oh, it has Man Witch Sloppy Joe. Man Witch.
Man Witch.
M-A-N-W-I-T-C-H. Go ahead, caller.
Is it lonely at the top tonight?
It is. It's very difficult. How are you doing?
I'm good. You were talking about having chili. I read a little article in a magazine here not very long ago. I love to read cookbooks. I read them like a book. There's no calories, no dishes, you know, in cookbooks. But I read where that if you have a problem with gas after eating beans, that if you put about, you know, in a thing, about a half a teaspoon or so of baking powder, it will take care of the gas. That even baked beans or whatever, you can't taste it. There's no taste to it. But it does take care of if people have a problem with gas.
Well, that's interesting. So you just put the baking powder in the food?
Baking soda.
Oh, baking soda, not baking powder.
I thought she said baby powder.
No, it's baking soda. And if you put, even like in baked beans, if you put it in baked beans, that it will, it really does take care of the gas.
Well, that's interesting. You know, I just don't like beans. I don't like soup beans. I don't like beans in chili. I don't like beans in tacos. Beans just don't taste good to me.
You would be a dandy to cook. I'd just make you cook for yourself.
Well, I'm not that difficult. I like...
He's difficult.
I like cottage cheese.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah, I like whipped cream. I like sugar-free Jell-O.
Yum.
Yeah, I'm simple. I like a good hot dog, or sausage, or hamburger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I just think, you know, I'm not a mashed potato type of guy, or a...
Well, that's not even American, not to like mashed potatoes.
Well, I don't know. I think I got burnt out on them as a child. My parents believed that mashed potatoes went with everything, and I just can't... That and gravy.
It doesn't?
No, apparently, no, not to me. I can't do it anymore. And Gravy. Oh, my goodness.
See, that just doesn't make sense to me. I grew up in a family of 10 kids, and we lived on a farm. And when all else failed, Mom would fry meat in lard, flour, fat and lard. And then when it got done, then she would make gravy out of the grease. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason Dad lived to be 91.
Well, I might have to get involved in this then, if that's...
Well, I don't know. Maybe you better take care of your current situation first before you start changing your diet.
Go in with the gravy. Well, I don't know. What do you make of Wendy's chili?
I don't care for it because I don't like green peppers at all.
Are there
green peppers in it?
There is green peppers in it.
Isn't that interesting? I've never really paid attention. I just think for a fast food chain to have chili and the price that they sell it at, and
that's probably what you like.
Oh, yeah, my favorite type of food is free food. If gravy was free, I'd eat it by the truckload.
Well, I'm surprised we don't see you here when they get on that circuit of the free meals around town.
You know, it's the company at those free meals that I think I would not be a fan of.
Well, but you never know. You'd probably be better off than most of them. You might come out of there feeling like a millionaire.
Well, the people who are, maybe don't have as much finances, I don't mind that.
But they're going to serve. Is what you're saying.
Well, sometimes it's the people who are there. You know, they're just a little difficult, and but I'm a little difficult, so I'd fit right in with those people.
I can see that. Hey, you have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
But keep that in mind, that little tip I gave you.
I'll do that. Baking soda.
Yeah, not baking powder or baby powder.
No baby powder.
Thank you. That's all I kept thinking, baby powder.
740-383-9944. Baking soda gets rid of the gas.
I'm like, all I kept thinking was baby powder. I'm like, I just don't know how that would be good at all in chili. Or anything, as a matter of fact.
31 and a half minutes past the hour. Give us a buzz. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. We'd love to hear from you. But no, the chili at Wendy's is very good. I like it. I don't get it very often, oddly enough, because there are other things I like at Wendy's, but it's very good.
Hey, guess what I had for breakfast today?
What'd you have?
Sausage, gravy, and biscuits.
Ugh. There's nothing about gravy that I even...
I need to make it at my refrigerator, because I have a habit of buying things and then I don't make them. But I have some sausage. I was going to make some homemade sausage gravy and biscuits, because I haven't made it for a long time and I don't want to forget how to make it. So I need to make it. I bought it so I can remember how to make it.
Make what?
Sausage. Excuse me. Sausage gravy and biscuits.
Oh, well. You can leave me out of that one.
Well, how about if I make the biscuits, then you can put some jelly on them.
Yeah, I'll have biscuits and jelly, but not...
gravy?
No.
I make... when I have made it, I have made pretty good biscuits and gravy, but it's just been probably a couple years since I've
made
it.
I like the strawberry shortcake with biscuits.
Oh, yeah, the strawberry shortcake. Mm-hmm.
I bet this lady was very bright who wrote this book. Ah, here it is. Wendy's Chili. Wednesday's Chili. Here's what you need. Ground round, corn oil, salt, Campbell's onion soup, undiluted, chili powder, pepper, kidney beans, tomato paste and tomato salt. No green peppers.
So, do you pick out the beans in Wendy's chili?
I do.
Huh.
I don't get it very often.
Because you don't want to take the time to pick out all the beans.
You know, it's one of those things.
So you don't do chili dog sauce with beans?
No. I like Coney sauce more than chili sauce.
Well, who has the Coney sauce? See, we'll have to go to that Coney place in town. Although, I don't eat Coney dogs, but I might eat a hot dog, but...
Why wouldn't you eat a Coney dog?
I don't know. I just like ketchup on my hot dogs. But
listen, I took you to Tony Paco's.
Yeah, and what did I get? Oh, and the... Ugh. Okay, so... Yes, I got
a Hungarian hot dog. Absolutely.
But it had, like, casein on it. And then when I bit down on it, it's, like, crunch. Ugh.
Casein?
Yes, casein on the hot dog.
You act like it was an air conditioner.
I know.
Backed away.
It was
a hot dog.
It was the crunch. Like, hot dogs should not have a crunch.
It was the skin.
Ugh.
Haven't you ever had sausage?
Not like that. No, I don't just eat sausage.
Sausage has a thick skin.
You know, I like McDonald's sausage patties. There's no casein on those patties.
You know, the other day somebody whipped up, and I never thought I would like this, but they took the green peppers, the red peppers, and the yellow bell peppers, chopped them all up with some onions, and put them in a crock pot with chopped up kielbasa. Ooh, that was good.
Yeah.
Delicious. There's a recipe for you to have on Sunday. Nice and easy.
Well, I need to make my sausage gravy and biscuits.
People are into these peppers now. People love the bell peppers.
I like the... Like, if I go to a Mexican restaurant, I like to get chicken fajitas. But I don't ever eat the peppers or onions. But I like the flavoring of them. But I think it's a texture thing. Like the hot dog with the casein. Ugh.
Skin.
I mean, the hot dog was fine, but...
Skin. Not casein. Skin. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Angie, they use intestines to make the casein for the sausage.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
Those Hungarian hot dogs are delicious.
I've never had one.
Oh, yeah, you gotta go up to Tony Paco's in Toledo on Front Street and get yourself a Hungarian hot dog.
Hey, Angie, when you make Scott a sandwich, do you have to cut the crust off the bread, too?
No.
Am I this difficult to cook for?
Yes.
Really? Why do you consider me difficult?
Well, I like to make beef and noodles. I like to make mashed potatoes. You don't eat any of that.
Well, you can make it.
That's because I fed him mashed potatoes every day when he was a kid.
That's right. I'm full up. I'm up to here with mashed potatoes. It's up to my eyeballs.
He made mashed potato hotcakes out of it.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, they used to make potato cakes, and I didn't like that either. My parents were very, I don't know what you would call it. I think they were kind of like habitual because they cooked the same things all the time, it seemed like. They would cook spaghetti. I know one night of the week we'd have spaghetti and garlic bread. And one night of the week we'd have beef and noodles and mashed potatoes. And then one night of the week we would have pork chops and mashed potatoes. And then one night of the week we would have, what was another thing they liked to cook? Those were three. We might have... It was always mashed potatoes. We'd have roast with mashed potatoes.
See, I like all that stuff.
Oh, Lord.
Well, tell your mom she can still make that stuff, and she can feed me.
I think my mom's given up on the kitchen. I don't know the last time she ever walked into a kitchen. But that's what it used to be. It was crockpot stuff.
But did your mom work?
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of have to do the crockpot
stuff. But she could always have those mashed potatoes.
Real mashed potatoes?
Oh, yes. Never instant.
I like real mashed potatoes.
Yeah, we would have a roast once a week. We didn't have hamburgers very often. We didn't have, stuff I eat now we didn't have very often when I was a kid. We might have pizza once a week, but that was always from Domino's or a place like that. Didn't have hot dogs very often. Sausage every so often. But spaghetti, beef and noodles, pork chops.
Those are all things I grew up on, and
I still
eat them.
Mashed potatoes.
I could eat meat and potatoes every day.
I don't know.
I'm still waiting on a steak dinner.
And a lot of times we'd have breakfast for dinner.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, I guess if you like that sort of thing.
I like French toast.
My dad used to like, and I've said this before, I don't know what he was doing. He used to like to get a cup of hot tea. Big cup of hot tea, like in a one of those big thermos type of cups. And he'd get hot tea in there, and then he would take toast and peanut butter and dip it in there.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
Well, no, it doesn't sound good at all, but that was his thing. That was his snack. Why? I have no idea. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. I think weird things that people eat are interesting. My grandpa, who's still alive in the nursing home, he used to like to eat saltine crackers and milk. He said he used to have that on the farm when he was growing up. Saltine crackers and milk.
I like popcorn and orange juice. I've always eaten popcorn and orange juice.
Well, get ready tomorrow. It's going to be chili and orange juices all around.
Well, I might just go to... It'd probably be cheaper just to go to Dairy Queen and get an orange Julius. I'll get you one from there.
You know, those started in California, I believe.
I actually, from the Dairy Queen here, I get the strawberry banana Julius. You know, other Dairy Queens don't have the Julius, like ours does. Because since you like Dairy Queen, we've been to a lot of Dairy Queens around the area. But none of them have the Julius's like ours does. I guess because ours is locally owned.
I wonder if Dairy Queen and Burger King ever got together.
Why?
A king and a queen.
Oh. Maybe. Maybe they made the Whopper.
Oh.
Yeah.
I still have a free Whopper coming to me.
Oh, yeah, if I still have the coupon in my wallet.
You wouldn't lose the coupon, would you?
Well, do you know who you're talking to?
I can't believe you'd lose the coupon. Oh, mercy. Go ahead, caller.
Are you going to tell us what's in the orange Julius or not?
Oh, you're
talking about it.
Well, I'm building up the suspense on this. Do you have your pen and paper ready to go?
Yes, I do. I've been waiting all day for you to tell us that.
Well, here it goes. I'm going to let it rip.
All right, I'm going to hang up.
Okay. Here we go. Get your pen and paper ready. Get your pen and pencil. I'm about to give you the recipe for the Orange Brutus, otherwise known as the Orange Julius, from Gloria Pitzer, the recipe detective. Here's what you need. You need 3 cups of orange juice, 1 envelope of Dream Whip powder, 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla, 3 3/4 ounce box of instant vanilla pudding powder. That's all you need. Instant vanilla pudding powder, vanilla, Dream Whip powder, and orange juice. You take 3 cups of orange juice, 1 envelope of the Dream Whip powder, 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla, and 3 3/4 ounces of the instant vanilla pudding powder. Blend till smooth, pour into a pitcher, and stir in 3 more cups of orange juice. It makes 6 orange Juliuses. That's not bad. You can't afford that. A package of Dream Whip, some orange
what
juice.
What is Dream Whip?
It's the powder. The powdered, the powdered whipped cream.
Well, I would have no idea where to find that at.
It's probably with the evaporated milk.
Yeah, I don't know where that is either.
Just ask somebody in the store.
Well, sir, what aisle is the Dream Whip in?
Yeah, he'll say, okay, that's in aisle 7 next to the evaporated milk.
Okay.
So you just need the evaporated Dream Whip powder, the vanilla, the orange juice, and a box of vanilla pudding powder.
Now, so there's different recipes for the Orange Julius's, because, I mean, she created all these recipes because, like, they tasted the same. Like, she went by taste.
Well, isn't that what you want?
Yes. But I was just looking at this other recipe for, like, an Orange Julius, and it says, hold on, I just lost it. But it didn't have any of that stuff in it. So, I'm sure hers probably tastes better because it has more stuff in it. Oh, gosh. I just lost it.
Well, that's the Orange Brutus for you. 740-383-9944. Doesn't that sound delicious?
Okay. So, this one, it calls for a 6-ounce can of frozen orange juice concentrate, 1.5 cups of milk, 1/4 cup of sugar, 2 teaspoons of vanilla, and 12 ice cubes. So there's not really much in that.
Well, there's only 4 ingredients in this.
Yeah, but it's got, what, evaporated milk?
Who?
Or not no, evaporated
no. Dream
milk.
Dream Whip.
Dream Whip.
Vanilla.
Right.
Orange juice.
Okay.
Pudding.
Okay. Yeah, see, this doesn't have pudding in it.
Well, that doesn't have orange juice. That's got that stuff in a can.
Yeah, the frozen orange juice. You know, I think my mom used to buy that frozen orange juice when we were growing up.
Did you like that?
Well, I probably didn't know the difference. She doesn't buy that now, but I'm pretty sure she did, because I can remember a can. And then you, like, add water to it. Yeah.
Like Tang.
Not sure why we drank that, but I don't know. Maybe that's all there was back in the day.
No, I think they had orange juice in a...
You think?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't have known the difference.
Does anybody want to know anything else? I'll give it to you here tonight. I'm ready to serve. I'm like Burger King. Have it your way. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz.
Isn't there the Whopper sauce or something in there?
Whopper sauce?
Big Mac sauce.
There's no sauce on a Whopper.
Oh, there isn't? See, I've never ate a Whopper, so
well, that's
I don't
insane.
Know. Maybe I'm thinking of the Big Mac. Big Mac sauce?
Mac sauce, yes.
Mac sauce.
You've never had a Big Mac either?
Nope.
Oh, my.
I know there's, what, Twinkies is in there. What else? Oh, there's some good pie crust recipes in there that I would like to try. If I ever can be home long enough to make something. I'm not home a whole lot.
It's got cinnamon rolls, cinnamon apples, all kinds of good stuff. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that Big Mac sauce is just nothing but Thousand Island dressing.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, let me see if that's what Recipe Detective thinks. Let's see. Big Match Sauce, page 35.
What's it called?
Big Match.
Big Match.
Do they have a KFC rotisserie gold chicken in there?
You know, I think there is KFC stuff in there.
That rotisserie gold chicken was good.
But I'm not sure what KFC stuff is in there.
All right, here we go. The Big Match Special Sauce. 1 cup Miracle Whip. 1/3 cup creamy French dressing. 1/4 cup sweet pickle relish. 1 tablespoon sugar. 1/4 teaspoon of pepper. 1 teaspoon dry minced onion. Stir all ingredients together with a spoon as listed. Makes 2 cups. So there's your mac sauce.
Well, sounds pretty close to a Thousand Island dressing.
Well, it's got French dressing.
Yeah.
I wonder, well, but Thousand Island dressing may have French dressing in it.
You know what, the Big Mac, it tells you how to make a Big Mac. 2 all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, onions, pickles on a sesame seed bun.
And use the smallest hamburger patties you can find.
Well, I don't know where you get
those.
That
always gets me. The hamburger patties on that Big Mac are so small, it's pathetic. When I get a Big Mac, I get a McDouble and take the hamburger patties off it and put it on the Big Mac.
So you have to get a Big Mac and
I don't do that very often, but I have done that before. You know, the Big Mac's nothing but bread, and that sauce, lettuce.
Now, I like McDonald's Quarter Pounders.
Yeah, I do too.
It tells you how to make Heinz ketchup in here. Who's got that kind of time?
What's under KFC?
Oh, they've got KFC everything in here. The fried chicken. The big bucket in the sky. 3 pounds fryer parts. 3 packages Good Seasons Italian salad dressing mix. 3 tablespoons flour. 2 teaspoons salt. 1/4 cup lemon juice. 2 tablespoons butter and margarine. 1 pint 8-ounce corn oil. 2/3 cup Crisco. 1 cup milk. 1.5 cups boxed pancake mix. Combined with paprika, powdered sage, and pepper. I think you're better off just to go buy the chicken.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah.
But the chili and the orange Julius, I think you could whip those up at home and save yourself some dough.
Yeah, that don't sound too hard, does it?
Now, what do you think of the Wendy's chili?
Oh, I like it. I've been thinking about Wendy's chili here lately, you know, getting some.
You know, this woman was a genius. This food detective, Gloria Pitzer.
How old is that book?
I think it's 1984.
Yeah, but you know what? I was thinking this can't be published in 1984 because she was on Donahue, I believe, in 1992. And she talks about that in here.
But isn't that what it says on there?
It says 1984, but I wonder if this was just republished. Let's see here. Tells her address. Oh, this is the 6th printing.
Oh, wow.
I think the original printing was 1984, and then they reprinted it 6
so
different times.
So they updated it with stuff?
I think they updated it.
Huh.
But she's made a lot of money off that, then.
Yeah. It's got Weight Watchers cheesecake, chocolate snacks, salads, all kinds of stuff in here.
Wouldn't she? I think she put even a chart in there. That says, is it like a calorie chart or something?
Is the Del Taco open yet?
No, I don't even think they've painted the plywood yet.
Oh, they're working on it.
Well, they was going pretty strong there for a while.
Yeah, they've kind of went by the wayside.
Okay, well, you two have a good
Thank you.
Night.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. All kinds of good food from Gloria Pitzer in here. You know, I hear the colonel, KFC colonel, was kind of an angry man.
Was he?
Well, he would only tell certain people how to make the chicken.
Oh, that's right. You told me this story before.
Well, it's a true story.
Are you going to tell them? The story?
Which story?
About the KFC. Or was that one of your made-up stories?
Now, what do you mean, made-up stories?
Were you telling
when
the
have I ever made up a story?
Well, I don't know. My daughter seems to think you make up stories.
Listen, if I say it, you can take it to the bank and put it in the account.
I don't know.
When have you ever known me to make up a story?
Well, I don't know, but what was the story about KFC?
The KFC story, which is interesting, is Colonel Sanders was an older gentleman. I don't think he started KFC till he was in his 60s, and he got to be close to his 80s, and he ended up selling the company. And when he sold the company, they changed the chicken recipe while he was still alive. Amongst it, they changed the potato recipe and some other things, but he really did not like that they changed the chicken recipe. So he decided to take his recipe, and he spoke out against KFC. Well, they owned his name, Colonel Sanders, and the bucket and his picture and all that. So he got back his chicken recipe and opened up restaurants across the country selling the original chicken. But he could not call it Colonel Sanders or anything like that because KFC already owned that name. So what did he call the restaurants?
Lee's. Or were you asking that question?
No. Well, he didn't call it Lee's Famous Recipe.
Yeah.
Because it's the Famous Recipe. That's why Famous Recipe is called Famous Recipe. It's Colonel Sanders' Famous Recipe.
Well...
So if you want the original KFC chicken, you go to Famous Recipe.
Lee's Famous Recipe.
Who's Lee?
Lee. Isn't it Lee's Famous Recipe? Doesn't it say Lee's?
Yeah, but I think he just knew the colonel.
Oh, well, they have the best chicken. It's way better than KFC.
That's Colonel Sanders' chicken.
Okay, well, it's way better than KFC.
Did anybody know... What do you find to be a false in that story?
Well, nothing. I was just double-checking to make sure that you were telling me a real story. And I thought, well, maybe you were making it up.
How would making up that story gain me any traction in life?
Well...
I watch A&E.
Did you learn that on A&E?
I certainly did.
You don't ever watch A&E when I'm around?
I don't have cable anymore.
Oh.
If it's not on the antenna, I can't watch it.
You have a Roku?
Roku, yep. Roku and antenna.
Roku has TV. They have channels.
I don't think they have A&E.
I don't know.
Arts and Entertainment.
I watch A&E.
Anybody have anything else to say tonight? 56 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944.
Do you think people like Lee's better than KFC?
Well, I would imagine KFC probably makes more money.
Well, they probably do, but I definitely don't think they're as good.
And the colonel's just spinning in his grave.
Yeah.
Poor man.
Not like I like Lee's coleslaw. They have really good coleslaw and chicken.
Isn't that cabbage?
Could be.
Coleslaw's cabbage.
Probably.
I'm not a huge fan of cabbage. Coleslaw's okay. I mean, I'll eat it, but cabbage I don't like.
You know, I like to... I'll go through there about once a week and get a kid's meal.
I have not had Lee's in years. They have good biscuits.
Oh, they do have really good biscuits because I get a kid's meal and it comes with, I get one chicken strip. I'll get either coleslaw, green beans, or mashed potatoes and gravy.
They don't put those under that nasty gravy.
There is gravy.
Not on those biscuits.
Not on the biscuits.
Go ahead, caller.
Angie, every time you mention about Scott getting you a steak, he talks right over the top of you.
He does. Isn't that horrible?
Yes, and everybody notices it.
Yeah, but why do you think that story about the colonel was fake?
Well, I don't know. That's kind of a little far-fetched, but I don't know. But I think, Angie, if you get a steak, I think you're going to buy your own.
Yeah, and you know what the sad part is? I know he has a gift card to a steak restaurant. He's probably had it for 2 years and never used it. And I said,
probably
well...
It's probably expired, then you're going to go and you're going to order steak and get up there to pay it, and the gift card has expired, and he's going to have to pay full price.
Yeah. I'm like, if you have a gift card, just use it. I love gift cards.
Well, I'll tell him, yeah, well, but I did notice every time you mentioned that, he keeps right on talking.
Yep, he does. That's horrible.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Horrible, horrible.
I wonder if there are any recipes for steak in this book.
I don't know.
Gloria Pitzer.
Are you going to make me a steak?
I could make you a steak, sure. With onions and mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that?
Well, I'm sure you could.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. What is this carnivore in you that you've got to have steak?
I don't ever get to eat steak.
I've seen you eat steak.
You know the last time I ate a steak was?
When?
Last year on my birthday.
Oh, there you go.
It's been over a year ago.
Oh, and for the record, who paid for that?
You did, because that was my birthday.
Thank you.
That was for my birthday.
Put that down.
Yep. Where'd we go for my birthday this year?
Smuckers.
Oh, Smuckers, yeah. We did.
So you thought you didn't go anywhere. So you didn't even remember. I rode all the way up to Toledo.
Yeah, we did go there. You did buy me a birthday meal.
And pie,
yes.
We're out of time. Just in time. Make your Orange Julius. Enjoy your KFC. Have some Wendy's chili or Wednesday's chili. And enjoy the weekend. Be safe.
And stay warm.
Scott Spears, for all of us at WWGH Radio, along with Angie Evers, heading for the dugout on this Friday night.
People that you meet each day.
Legendary newsman Hugh Downs, did you ever think you would be referring to the NBC News anchor as doing something this stupid?
No, I never did think I would. I didn't think that could happen, because first of all,